اهلا وسهلا مرحبا.
مركز صحابه اون لاين راديو empowering the ummah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, esteemed listeners of Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We welcome you to our program, Al-Fiqh ala al-Madahib al-Arba'ah, Jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. The date today is the 25th of Dhul Qadah, 1444, corresponding to the Gregorian calendar, the 15th of June, 2023. Alhamdulillah, our topic today is the legacy of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salam. And we have our Honorable Mufti Sahib, Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Sahib, Damat Barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa Zaid Khan, Jazakallahu khairan.
Mufti Sahib, where are both Honorable Prophets alayhum assalam mentioned in the Quran in the same verse?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. First and foremost, we should know Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam's name and nami isme grami. What does it mean? It means Abun Rahim, the compassionate, the kind father, and his honorable name is mentioned, remember, that is 69 times in the noble Quran. That is Khalilullah, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. And remember that Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu salam, Ismail, Isma, the one who listens, Il, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, 12 times his honorable name is mentioned in the noble Quran. If you just take a random look at the Quran, at random I read for you, because you pose the question, read Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, and verse number 127, وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَائِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَعِيلِ. We the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah believe that Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam first built the Kaaba Musharrafa. He is the Bani Awwal, the first one to build it, establish it. And the second one is Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, and his Mu'in and Mu'awin and helper, assistant, was Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu salam. And therefore Almighty Allah mentions in Surah 2, verse number 127, and remember that when Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam picked up, meaning the Qawaid, so built on the Qawaid, the foundation of Nabi Adam alayhi salam, the bait of the Baitullah, were Ismail and Nabi Ismail alayhi salam. And then they made the famous dua, Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka anta samiul alim. Ya Allah, accept from us. And it means that we know this is a humble effort, but out of your benevolence accept it. Verily, Ya Allah, you are all hearing, all knowing. So it shows this is a great legacy. And when we go for Umrah Hajj, we have to go around the Baytullah, Sabatu Ashwat. Every round is called Shautun, Sheen, Waw, Toy. So, Sabatu Ashwat, 7 rounds, because father and son went around 7 times. Allah Ta'ala told us to follow them. So, see here in this verse, Surah 2, verse number 134, 136. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, Qulu, say, O people, Amanna Billahi wa ma unzila ilayna wa ma unzila ila Ibrahima wa Ismaila. So you see, and then were Ishaqa, then were Ya'quba. So there's a whole chain there. So we must believe in what Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam believed in, what Nabi Ismail alayhi salam believed in, what Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam believed in, what Nabi Ya'qub alayhi salam. So it shows the whole chain. It goes chronological table. First Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, then the first son Ismail alayhi salam, then the second son Ishaq alayhi salam, then the grandson Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam is the grandson of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, because he is Ishaq alayhi salatu salam's son. So like that, so you see that Almighty Allah has mentioned this in chapter number 1, surah 2, verse number 136 of the Noble Quran. Likewise, you'll find various places. Almighty Allah says in Surah Nisa and in chapter number 4, verse number 163, وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَائِيلَ وَإِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ. We send wahi, revelation to them. Again, Ibrahim alayhi salam, kind father, Ismail alayhi salatu salam, the one who listens to Allah, and Ishaq, the one who used to smile, and Yaqub, he was born with his brother. So twins, so he was the second of the two, the successor. So meaning he came second with his brother like that. So that's why Yaqub. So wal asbat, siptun. We say for Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein, a siptun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the grandchildren of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So siptun, so your daughter's sons, so siptun. Your son's son, hafidun, ahfadun. So in Arabic we have all this. English is hopeless, good for nothing. Uncle, you don't know it's from father's side or mother's side. Or you say grandson, you don't know it's your daughter's son or your brother's son, like that. Arabic, all this we make different, you must remember that. So that is the richness, the glory, the beauty of the Arabic language. Chapter number 4, verse number 163. So like that, many places you will find. And Almighty Allah wants us, 25 prophets and messengers, they are Nami, Isme Grami is mentioned. And I told you Surah 14 is Surah Ibrahim. So many lessons like that you will find. Allah Jalla Wala tells us. And today, the Abrahamic Accord, this Trump and them made all these Arab fools and idiots. And so, just look today, you all must carry this article, all of you, in the news and so forth. The humiliation of Netanyahu, and he's at his weakest now. And Biden knows it, and the Knesset knows it. Headlines in today's Haaretz newspaper. So see how humiliated this grace. And these Arab tenpot dictators, haramis, they thought they're going to get honor. That Trump is sitting there, Netanyahu is sitting there. And one side they got these idiots, this United Arab Emirates guy sitting. And then on the other side, you must remember, they had the Bahrain guy and all this. And Safaqatu Qarnin, the deal of the century, you know. So Allah Ta'ala says, chapter 3, verse 67, مَا كَانَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ يَهُودِيَّوْ وَلَا نَصْرَانِيَّوْ وَلَاكِنْ كَانَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا وَمَا كَانَ مِنْ مُشْرِكِينَ. Never was Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam a Jew or a Christian or a mushrik, Allah forbid, idol worshipper. So what was he? وَلَاكِنْ كَانَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا. He was Hanif. Hanif means ma'ilun anil adyanil batila ila dinil haq. You turn away from all the false ideologies and you turn towards the true religion, only Islam. Every Nabi came from Nabi Adam alayhi salam to Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a Nabi and was selected by Allah, a prophet, and was Muslim. No prophet was sent as a Jew or Christian or idol worshipper, Allah forbid. And remember that he was Muslim, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. So there's no such thing as Abrahamic Accord and fool the Arabs and so forth. Waylul lil Arab, that is what you're seeing today, the destruction and woe to the Arabs. Sahih Hadith in Sahih Muslim. And you see, remember that this Amman Accord, where they bring the Shias inside and make them like the Cape Accord. All these we rejected totally. All these accords mean nothing to us. They're not worth the paper on which they are written. So we must be clear on all these issues.
Mufti Sahib, when we speak about the legacy of Ibrahim alayhi salam, where do we start?
So you must start with his birth, Mubarak. Remember, whenever you speak of these noble personalities, you start there. So his father was an idol worshipper. وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ لِأَبِيهِ آزَرْ أَتَتَّخِذُ أَسْنَامًا آلِهَا. That what you making idols and so forth. So his crime was double fold. that Azar is his name, the father's name. And what is he? He is not only worshipping idols, he is the manufacturer of idols. Therefore he asked his father, you're making this idol Sanam? Sanam is singular and Asnam is the plural. Inni araka wa qawmaka fi dhalalin mubeen. And I see you and your people and your followers, all of you in total open and manifest error and astrayness. Surah 6, Surah An'am and verse number 74. Almighty Allah has mentioned it very, very clearly. So where was he born? So you must remember he was born that side there in Iraq. So you must remember that. So he, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, was born in Iraq. And then Anbiya Amasum, and then when he grew up in an environment where the people used to worship the celestial creation. Sometime they're worshipping the stars, sometime they're worshipping the moon, sometime they're worshipping the sun. So see the next verses. Falamma janna alay laylu ra'a kawkaba qala hadha rabbi. He said, this is my Rabb. He don't mean he's my sustainer and I'm worshipping. This is Allah Sabilil Munazara. That I say, okay, let's say this. But that means you want to catch him. You want to show. See Nabi Musa alayhi salam. That who's going to throw first? Must I throw first or must you throw first? You see? So remember, now if somebody object, how can Musa alayhi salam tell them, Alku, ma antum mulkun and told it. So it means he's telling them to make jadu. So he's not telling them to make jadu, he wants to show them that their jadu, their sihr, their witchcraft is null and void. You see? So that you call Allah Sabilil Munazara. So then he saw the moon. Then what did he say? Hada Rabbi. Then he saw the sun. He said, Hada Rabbi, Hada Akbar. Then in front he made it clear. Inni wajjahtu wajhiya lilladhi. See now legacy of Ibrahim alayhi salam. O Muslim, O listener of Sirius FM, O listener of Markaz Sahaba, before you sacrifice this animal of yours, exactly 2 weeks' time today, inshallah, 29th of June, it will be Eid, inshallah, inshallah. Monday night, you must scan the sky. So, Zul Hijjah is 34, 35 hours. We must be really blind then if we don't see it, remember. But inshallah, we will see it, inshallah. So, remember that, then Thursday, 29th, will be the day of Eid al-Adha. So what will happen? Now 2 weeks' time we're slaughtering. So you face Qibla, let the animal face Qibla. Read, Inni wajjahtu wajhiya lilladhi fatara samawati wal arda hanifa wa ma ana min mushrikeen. See, I turn my face, zikrul juz wa muradul kul, that I turn my entire anatomy body, lilladhi, for that supreme being. Fatara samawat, what's the meaning fataras? Wa ma liya la a'budu alladhi fatarani. You see, beginning 23rd juz. Surah 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 101. Fatiras samawat. So, inna Allah khalaqa kulla shay'in min ghayri mithalin sabiqin. Today, people want to put up a building, a castle, a palace, a hotel. They want all specimens. They want this, they want that, they want to see. Allah created everything. There was no diagram, there was no specimen, there was no sample, example. He created one time, and that is perfect. Allah created. Rabbana ma khalaqta hadha batila. Ma tara fi khalqir rahman min tafahut. You won't find deficiency and upside down and all. So perfect Allah. So fatara samawati wal ard. Hanifa. So I told you, Hanifa, turn away from false ideologies. Come towards the truth. Wa ma ana min mushrikeen. I said the stars, the moon, the sun, but I'm not a mushrik. I'm a Muslim. So then, وَحَاجَّهُ قَوْمُهُ. So his people, they start making hujjat. They want to debate with him and so forth. So Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, he debated with Namrud. فَبُهِتَ الَّذِي كَفَرْ. They said, okay, you say, أَنَا أُحْيِي وَأُمِيتَ. I give life and I death. So what I say? Then fati biha min al maghrib. So if you are God as you claim and you are the supreme being, then make the sun rise from the west. See? So he couldn't. So there's the mission starting already. What is the mission? The mission of monotheism, tawheed. The Hindus can never claim monotheism. They believe in so many idols, 100,000, whatever. The Christians can't believe in monotheism, tawheed, because they say Jesus is son of God and whatever. Then the Jews, the Jutlas, Haramis, they can't believe in monotheism because they themselves made Allah racist. You must remember that. They said Allah Ta'ala made the Jews the chosen people whilst they are the cursed people. So everybody else got no chance. You can't become a Jew. You must remember that. Today, what a long drawn process it is. You know Saul Kirzner, if you know about those things. Saul Kirzner, you must remember this guy, he comes in handy in life. Saul Kirzner was the casino magnet, they used to call him. When we had South Africa under apartheid, then the Boer, the Nets, then they made homelands everywhere. Suskai, Transkai, and Duskai, and Duskai, and all waste of their passports and all waste of time, Baputotswana and all that. Nobody in the world recognized it, only South Africa. To make people fools, you know. So he went everywhere, he opened this casino. Then he fell in love with the girl. She won the Miss World competition, Annalyn Creel. You must read all these things there. Now, Annalyn Creel is not a Jew. So now they had to make her a Jew. What a long drawn process. He also ended up in mix up and all. So that is how they work, these people. I used to read the Jewish report for years and years there at the CNA in Newcastle. So I used to pick up all these things. Even now you'll get it online. So Jewish report. So there, for months and months, for 6 months, 8 months, the debate carried on, raging on. How will you define a Jew? So some of them say, you must define it with the mother. If the mother is a Jew, then you're a Jew. So if your father is a Jew and your mother is not a Jew, then you're not a Jew. You understand? Then you have the Orthodox Jews. They got their own definition. Then you got the secular Jew. Then they got their own definition. Tahsabuhum jami'a wa qulubuhum shatta. Surah 59 verse 14. Their hearts are all fragmented. So like that, we must remember this, that they can never speak of monotheism because they say we are chosen, Jutlas are chosen, the rest are Gentile, are Goyim, are third class. Laysa alayna fil ummiyina sabil. We got nothing to do with this ummis, this Gentile. So if you say monotheism, then you must have a message for humanity. Who can give a message to humanity? Not the Hindus, not the Christians, not the Jews. Only the Muslims can give. We believe in all the prophets. We believe in all the books. We believe in all the angels. So we don't have pick and choose. So that is the unique feature of Islam. And that was taught to us by Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. فَاتَّبِعُوا مِلَّةَ أَبِيكُمْ إِبْرَاهِيمَ فَاتَّبِعُوا مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا. Allah says, مِلَّةَ أَبِيكُمْ إِبْرَاهِيمَ. See, so all these are lessons we must know. So Islam is the only salvation, only savior for humanity, because it is. So our motto, our teaching, preaching is for what? Islam for all and all for Islam. And nobody can say that. You go to the Christians, they reject Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You go to the Jutlas, the Haramis, they wanted to assassinate Jesus, Nabi Isa alayhi wasallam. They want to assassinate Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Christians, the Hindus, you know, they can't be one because they have all this idol story. So that is why Islam is so appealing for those, you must remember. Today I read an article that Jeffrey Lang, you can just Google it there. Just put Lang, L-A-N-G, and I think his first name is Jeffrey. Jeff Lang or Jeffrey Lang. So you can just Google it and see. He, in his varsity in America, he could debate with everybody and beat them. At the age of 18, he was so intelligent in their ideas, in their way, he became an atheist, you know. So, just put the Jeff Lang.
I found it.
Found it, no? Is Jeffrey or Jeff?
Jeffrey
sure. Lang, yeah. So, at the age of 18, he became, you must remember, atheist. You must remember this kind of thing. So, then somebody put the Quran on his desk. So, he wasn't interested. Then one day he said, let me open. So, when he opened Alif Lam Mim, Zalikal Kitabu La Riba Fihi. That hit him already. First thing, Allah, whose kitab it is, he is saying there's absolutely no doubt in it. He said, I started reading with the open mind and sincerely. You see, every objection I had and every question I had for Allah, automatically everything, by the time I read the Quran, I had no objections left. You understood? So that is the miracle. And that's not original. He's reading a translation, obviously. So then he went there to the Imam, the Sheikh, and said, make me Muslim, and what a long story. So the point I want to make is this, that only Islam, and that comes to us, see, we must understand this term. Sometimes we get mixed up with terminologies also. Nabi Adam alayhi salam is Abul Bashar. He's the father of humanity, of creation, and men and women, children. Ya Bani Adam, Ya Bani Adam, Ya Bani. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam is Abul Anbiya. He is the father of the prophets and messengers. Now what do we mean by this? So Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, his son was Nabi Ismail alayhi salam, first son. From him no prophet, no messenger came. Only he, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam. When you open the books, then you will find he, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi salam, said, Anabnu Zabihain, Anabnu Zabihain. I am the son of the two people who were supposed to be sacrificed. One, Nabi Ismail alayhi salam, we know that story. Go to Quran Sharif, chapter 37, verses 100, 101, 2, 102, 103, 104, 105, all that. Then who's the second one? Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam's Walid Majid, his father Abdullah. So remember that. So his father is who? Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam. Then you have Abdullah. Abdullah's father is who? Who's Abdullah's father?
Abdul Muttalib.
Abdul Muttalib. So Abdul Muttalib, you must remember, had 10 sons. And he said, Ya Allah, if you show me where the well of Zamzam is, then I will sacrifice one of them. And then he saw, and then he started digging, and he found it, and now he had to do that. So then the people said, no, you know, this, and a long story, I'm just summarizing. They said, okay, right by the Baytullah, let's have a raffle. Understood? So like that. So every time the name come out, Abdullah, Abdullah, Abdullah. Every time he slaughtered 10 camels, like that. So then when it came out now, 100 camels, you see, like that. So then the name came out, the camel's name, that Abdullah's name never came out, the camel's name. Meaning the life got spared of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's father and so forth. He was very young, he passed away then, Medina Munawwara. This is what the ulama say. Wallahu a'lam, this is something interesting, that you must remember that the ulama, they wrote like this and they said like this. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mother, that we know, we went there also, in Abwa. Abwa, you must remember, in the 70s when we used to go, so 74 for Umrah, Ramadan, 75 Hajj, 76 normal Umrah, I was coming home. So like that, so we used to go the old road, so we used to pass there, there was a place called Mastura, and then we used to eat fish there, and then you just stop, you go that side, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Walida Muhtarama is buried there, between Makkah, Mukarramah. Now where is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's father buried? You must remember that. So they say, that is what the ulama they wrote, that where Babu Salam is door number one, when you enter now after the extension, expansion and all that there. So in that area there, so now when they were making the Tawsi'ah in Fahd's time and so forth, so you must remember, this was before he became king, because he became king in 83, so they must remember that. And Hazrat Sheikh passed away in 82, first Shaban. So Khalid was the king, but he was in charge, governor of Medina and thus and all that Fahd. So they say that now he started all that, the Tawsi'ah, all that Fahd. Fahd was very, you know, Khalid wasn't so. Khalid was like, you know, Buzruk in this sense. He wasn't so much involved in these things here. Fahd, he had a lot of vision and all that. So upside down things also he did, but there's two, three things he did, you must give him due, extending the Haram, the Quran Sharif, all that, you know, a lot of good things also. So anyway, so now, then the ulama, they said, but you know, how are you going to make extension here? The Nabi Salaam father is buried here. So then they asked the muftis, you see, Mufti Ashiq Ilahi is our ustad. So he gave suggestion that these people who are there in the haram, who clean the haram, we saw them in the 70s. You know, they are like people who are, you know, castrated, like, you know, and this type of things here. So, and there's to walk with a small cane. Anybody make nonsense, the woman, man, just give her a shot, one letter. So, everybody's to fear them. So, but there. I saw their houses also, how they used to love and all that. Now you don't see them, they finish like. So they said, no, they must be the first people when you exhume the body Mubarak of Nabi's father, then they must pick up. And then these ulama were invited. Hazrat Sheikh was invited. Mufti Ashik Ilahi was invited. Like that, few ulama were invited. And other sheikhs and all of them. And then they took the jasad al-athar and then they placed it in Baqi. You see? So that, and the body was intact. Now you work it out from that time till now. So all this shows, you must remember, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's family is the best family, greatest family and all that. So anyway, the point I'm making is this. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his message and everything. Then from him, Nabi Ismail alaihi wasallam, only Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam came. And then you go the other side, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, then Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam, then Nabi Yaqub. And then you go down, what you see? You see all the Israelite prophets, all these names you read now. Was Zakariya. See, I read for you the names. That you will see that Allah Ta'ala mentions them, you see. Yeah, in the seventh Jews, Allah Ta'ala takes their names here. So you must count how many prophets there are. Let's see if you can count it properly. Right, this is for you, Namah Zaid. Let's see now if you can count properly. That how many names are? 25 are mentioned in the Quran. But here Allah Ta'ala is telling us that how many prophets are mentioned. Right? We're reading now, we're starting now. So you must see. So see the names. Ibrahim. So he is the grandfather, right, of Yaqub alayhi salam. So one, then you carry on. Ishaq wa Yaqub. So three already. Now the children of Yaqub, the Bani Israel, are now. So three are finished already, leave that out. Now we start counting. Wa Nuhan. So Noah is before Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. So that's also out. Now you start counting. Wa Dawood, wa Sulaiman, wa Ayyub, wa Yusuf, wa Musa, wa Harun. How many you got?
Five.
One, two, three, four, five, six. Okay, then wa Zakariya, wa Yahya, wa Isa, wa Ilyas. How many you got?
Ten.
Then you got wa Ismail, wa Yasa'a, wa Yunusa, wa Luta. How many you got?
14.
And the four on top. 18 messengers are mentioned here in this verse. So, Surah An'am, and go read verses 83, right up to, you must remember, verse number 88, 89. So, or 86, you can say. Then it goes on and all these type of things. So, Allah Ta'ala is teaching us, and here in this already 18 messengers. And seven others are mentioned, other places like that, you see. Like Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Nami Nami and all that. So, that is how you say, Nabi Adam Alayhi Salam is Abul Bashar, and Nabi Ibrahim Alayhi Salam is Abul Anbiya. You see? Like that, you know. So we come back to that, to now the starting. Then, when he saw the people, they worship all this, فَنَذَرَ نَذْرَةً فِي النُّجُومِ. So this you call Tawriya. What do you call? Tawriya. Muradul mutakallimi shay'un wa muradul mukhatabi shay'un. That I tell you something, and you understand something else, but I make intentions. When he looked there into the stars, celestial creation, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. فَنَذَرَ نَذَرَةً فِي النُّجُومِ فَقَالَ إِنِّي سَقِيمٌ. He meant, I'm spiritually sick of your people's kufr and shirk. So that was his meaning. And they took the meaning that he is
physically sick.
You call it Tawriya. Then he went and there was festival or smash all the idols. He left the big one. So you know that. So what the Taliban did there in Afghanistan is 100% right. Smash all these idols, what you must keep them. You see? So that is what Tawheed is all about. They didn't worry with the world. Today Allah gave them lithium, Allah gave them gold, Allah gave them oil, Allah gave them. When you bootleg, Allah disgraces you. You see? Like that it is. So all these things happen. Then you see that now the children grew up, all these things. He made dua, Rabbi Habli Min As-Salihin. So Hazrat Hajar, the younger wife, oh yeah, now they were coming. So only he and Hazrat Sarah, so Allah saved them. So they came there via Egypt. So that ruler had bad intention. Sarah was very, very beautiful, radiallahu anha. And so Nabi Ibrahim told her that this man here might try. So you must lead Auzu and all that. So every time he wanted to try, then he got fed up, then he gave as a gift. Hazrat Sarah, Hazrat Hajra radiallahu anha. You see? So we say she is the wife of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. These non-Muslims, they say she's a slave, you see, because they want to bring down the rank and status of Nabi alayhi salam, Allah forbid. So we reject that. We say Shehzadi, she was a princess, like that. So she was given and so forth. And then they live now in Canaan, in Palestine. Lo and behold, the new wife, the young wife, she gave birth. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, son Nabi Ismail alayhi salam. Barakat of Surah 37 verse 100. Now, when you have two wives, one got child, other one don't have, all the friction start. Adwarratan la tattafiqan. When you got two wives, they don't agree. You see, it's a saying in Arabic. So then, so Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam could sense it is big trouble there. So he took Hazrat Hajra radiallahu anha, Hazrat Ismail and put them in Makkah. And he stayed there with her, he come up and down. So when he come up and down, so Nabi Ismail alayhi salam got married. Who's the first people who spoke Arabic? There in Makkah, they were a big group of people, they say Juruhum. So they learned Arabic, speak Arabic, so Nabi Ismail alayhi salam learned from them also. You see, Arabic language and all that. Allah taught him, obviously. So, but people also, they used to speak like that. Then he got married. Then Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam came, and he asked, Nabi Ismail alayhi salam wasn't there. How's your husband? And he said, very difficult here. And all, everything she complained. Said, okay, when your husband come, you must see one old man came and told, you must change the frame of your door, you see. So she didn't understand. You see the story. So that, so he's meaning something and she understood something. So when he came, we said that this old man came, his features are like this. And he said, it means he must talak you. Ismail Islam must give talak. So he gave talak to this devil. Then he got married again, everything, this, that. Then again Ibrahim alayhi salam came. Then he asked that daughter-in-law, how's everything? He said, Alhamdulillah, we here in Makkah, and there's Zamzam, and there's us, and Makkah Kaaba, and everything, Alhamdulillah. Say, tell him when he come, one old man came, and he said, now you must keep this door, keep this frame, very good frame. So he said, means I must keep you. First one, complaining the whole time. Just now I went to the barber. You see, Thursday I go barber, you know, no hair you can see. So I speak Urdu with them. So I told them, Walida Majida Kon or Biwi Kon? I asked them. So they don't understand. They don't know the answer. So I say, Walida wo hai, jisne hamku sikhaya baat karne ki. The mother is she who taught us how to talk. Or Biwi wo hai, jo hamku moka hi nahi deti hai baat karne ki. So who? Mother taught us to talk, but the wife, she don't give you a chance to talk. You see? Yeah, that is it. So Nabi Ibrahim, I don't say all cases, but you know more majority happens like that. So that is how now he told his advice, you see. Then is everything start getting on from there and so forth and so on. So maybe it's time we take break now and then we come back inshallah.
Inshallah, we'll meet you after the break.
The voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
Esteemed listeners of Sirius FM and Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Mufti Saab, where is Ismail alayhi salam and Ibrahim alayhi salam buried?
You see, Shaykhul Islam ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, that's why Shaykhul Islam, he wrote a book, I got it here somewhere, or maybe I give it away, I don't know. So, Nubuwa, he wrote. So, he made a very profound, good statement in that, and we accept it. No Nabi, from Nabi Adam alayhi salam, Nabi Isa alayhi salam is still alive. So remember that besides Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is 100%. But all other Anbiya, and take Nabi Isa alayhi salam out also. So he will be buried also in Medina Munawwara next to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But all the other prophets, we will say, this is the usul, the principle. We will say that this is the place most probably they are buried in. But we can't say 100%. We'll say 70, 80, 90% when we stop, you see. So if you go to Palestine, Masjidul Aqsa, and you go 1 hour, so in the direction, you get a city called Khalilur Rahman. Today they call it Hebron. These zalims, the jutlas, haramis, terrorists, that if you look at Hebron, when we went, I went first time 89, 92, and that, and you go now, it's like empty. Most of the Palestinians, the way they treat them, and that they murdered our people inside the masjid, the Baru Goldstein and all that. And they stole half the masjid, three quarter the masjid also. So there, when you enter, now my cousin and them were there last week, they went, mashallah. So I told them, send to me photos from there. So I know you all went properly. So is the front portion is still ours. So there you will see Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam is buried. And they call it the Mosque of the Patriarch in English. The Mosque of the Patriarch. Pa is father. And then Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam. And then Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam. And their honorable wives are buried there. You got it? So like that it is. You been Palestine?
Sure.
You went Hebron?
No.
So you must go to Masjid al-Aqsa and you must go to Hebron. So these two are the must places. Now if you look at that masjid from outside, so then the ulama got a big discussion on this, that this masjid, it don't seem to be built by human beings. Because if you look at it, it's big, big slabs. And who can pick up that? So they say that in his time, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam's time, this masjid was built, you see. Because see, you know, he had jinnats and all that under control and all these things here. And if you look at Quran, what is there? Quran says that in his time, what these jinnats were doing. So Allah Ta'ala is telling us in the Quran that this is what they used to do. The jinnats in Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam's time. You will see the word maharib is mentioned. Ya'maluna lahu ma yasha'u min mahariba. So see there, Surah 34, Surah Sabah, and verse number 13. So from there they make istidlal also. So it was built maybe before that, but now the current structure we're speaking about. So because no human being can build that. You must remember. So the jinnats were building all these things here. You see? So i'malu ala Dawood shukra wa qaleelu min ibadiya shukur and all that. So this is chapter 34, verse number 13. So that is what ulama is, historical. So they are buried there. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam, and Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam. We say 90%, 80%. We can't say 100%. 100% is for Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. When he comes back, then he'll have, get married, have two sons, and then he'll pass away naturally. They'll be buried there. So all that is still to happen. Then remember that Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu salam. So, wallahu a'lam, but this is what they say, the ulama. When you come to the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa, see the verse we did, I gave you reference just now. So there also, there's great balagha involved. If me and you had to write, if you had to write, Zahid Maulana, and I had to write, what we should say? وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ وَإِسْمَعِيلُ الْقَوَائِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَعِيلُ. You got it what I'm saying? Sure. You should bring Ismail alayhi salam where? Directly after Ibrahim alayhi salam. But this is Kalamullah. It's not Kalamul Bashar. So Allah mentions, wa iz yarfa'u iba. Kalamullah, direct speech of Allah. Kalamul Bashar, human being speech. So Allah said in Surah 2, verse number 127, wa iz yarfa'u Ibrahimul qawa'ida min al bayti wa Ismail. To show the real builder. And the one who was the real construction was done by who? By Ibrahim alayhi salam. And Ismail alayhi salam was the helper. So if you were to say Ibrahim or Ismail, then the meaning will be both of them were building. You got it? You put up a house, right, today. So then they got scaffoldings, they got this, they got this. I still remember when those whites, Bura, the apartheid government. I was very young. I was not even baligh and all that. So you must remember they came to our shop, our house with big, big guns and all that. They said, you kuli, you must go to the kulidorp. That's how they speak, you see. You know kulidorp, yeah. You must go to kulidorp too. So then they all crying and all. We get happy because we're so young, you know. We're going to get new house, new shop. We don't know what's happening really. So anyway, but I could see the set. I can't forget these things. So then, okay, my father said, no, we don't want council shop, we don't want council house. We'll buy the property, we'll build our own shop, our own house. You see? Right. My father made mashura, whatever. So the guy who built our house is still there. You know, I was there yesterday, so you must remember that. 45 Kismet Street, so the opposite the school. So you must remember, he was an Afrikaner, Horn. H-O-R-N. Or not Horn, Horn. So the Afrikaner style of round. So the Boer were building it, but he had all his workers. So if they ask you who built the house, you won't say that the workers, but you'll say Horn. But the actual building was done with it. But he was the main guy, you see. Come and do this. I still remember that. So I'm speaking of where? 1970. So 50 years plus. So here also is like that, similar, you see. So Ibrahim or Ismail. So now then, they never had enough money in time of Nabi alayhi salatu salam's time and that. So the mushrikeen, when Nabi alayhi salam was 35 years. Some ulama say 25, but the rajih call is when Nabi salallahu alayhi was the, rajih means the preferred word, was 35 years old. So then they said, okay, we can't use money from gambling. We can't use money from the alcohol. We can't use money from the prostitution. All this they used to do. So we must use halal money. So now they didn't have enough money, so then they built that Hijra Ismail. Our people call Hatim. Hatim means Mahtum, to be cut off, like that, you see. And Arabs, they call Hijra Ismail. You got? So why Hijra Ismail? So in that Hatim area there, Nabi Ismail alayhi salam is buried there, you see. But we can't say that is in the Quran Sharif. We can't say it is an authentic hadith Mubarakah. We will say it is mentioned in the history books and this type of thing. And it's mentioned in some of the Asma'u Rijal and you know, the lexicon and the dictionaries of the narrators and reporters like that you will find and so forth. So that, but what the Saudis got now, they extended it actually. The Hatim is not so big. You must remember that. It's a little bit smaller. But now they expand, so it got a little bit bigger. You understand? And this type of thing there. Before, in the 70s, so the imams used to come there. Even now, they read their sunnats there. They make iftar there, all that Ramadan time, all that. And the janazas used to be brought there. Understood? Two janaza, three janaza, like that. But now so many people are passing away, you must remember that. 40, 50, 60 also, you must remember like that. So now they took it right. And it's a lot of commotion also. Because the imam just make one salam, they don't even start to say, the people already rushing to Hajar Aswad and all that. So now to bring the bodies in and to take it out also, they put everything at the back now. When you finish your tawaf, you go towards the mas'a. The place of tawaf is mataf, and the place of Safa Marwa is mas'a. When you go there towards the mas'a, you will see that's the place they use now. And from there, the exit is easy. From there, then they take the bodies out. And now they don't bury in Mu'alla, where Hazrat Khadija and Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zubayr, and unless you some special guy. So person like, and now they bury there in Shara'i. I think we discussed this already. So you see the graveyard, Shara'i. Or if you are very, you know, connected to the government, like Sheikh bin Baz or Sheikh Sudais, his mother, they buried in Maqbara al-Adl. All in the Haram and all these things there. So, but now they get Sayyaratul Amwat, the hearse. In our time when we were there, 70, no hearse and all that. You just go with the body and they run with the body. Asri'u bil janaza. They took the literal meaning. You understood? You must run with it and all that. So quick, everything is done. You must remember this. So that is how it was. You must remember. Now everything changed a little bit and all these kind of things.
Muftisab, what's the significance of Maqam Ibrahim?
Maqam Ibrahim, I just told you now, when you want to build your house, your shop, your factory, warehouse, then you will got the you will first get architect, isn't it? Then they will make the plan, this, that, then you're happy, they approve it, all that. Then you get your builder, you get your engineer, your plumber, carpenter, whole lot. So, this Maqam Ibrahim, kana mulasikan bil bayt. It was attached to Baytullah. So what was it? So you must remember that it was attached to the Baytullah like the scaffolding, you see. So he, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, used to go up and down. And who was passing on the block, the brick? Nabi Ismail alayhi salam. So that is why this The difference between Ibrahim alayhi salam's name mentioned first, and after a few words, then you find Nabi Ismail alayhi salam. And it carried on like that. It was then, this you call, you must remember the term, you call it Awwaliyate Umar. What we call? Awwaliyate Umar. Now, come to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's time first. So, it was, you must remember, Mulasiqan bil Bayt. So, one day, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu an, they performing tawaf. You see, like that. Then he, Sayyidina Umar said, before the ayat was revealed, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that why we don't make, you understand, salat behind Maqam Ibrahim. So Nabi alayhi salam said, no, we have to wait for wahi and so forth. So Allah ta'ala say what he's saying, Sayyidina Umar is right. وَاتَّخِذُوا مِن مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ مُسْوَلَّى Surah number 2 and verse number 125. You see? So that is what it is. You got it now? So, like that. So what Umar said on the farsh, on the land and sand, Allah sent from the arsh. Hadith Bukhari Sharif. وَافَقْتُ رَبِّي فِي ثَلَاثٍ Before the ayat was revealed, I said, Ya Rasulullah, let's do this. Allah says, right. But Allama Suyuti Rahimahullah in Itqan fi Ulum al-Quran mentioned over 20 places. That what Sayyidina Umar said. Remember? Then Allah revealed the words just like him. Inna Allah yantaliqu al-haqqa ala lisani Umar wa qalbihi. So that is Umar, radiallahu anhu warda. And today, the shaitans want to call him narcissist. Can you ever believe a thing like this? So that only a shaitan can do that, remember that. So anyway, the point I'm making here is this, that then in his time, you call us awwaliyat, the reforms he brought. So Sayyidina Umar saw this Maqam Ibrahim, because it's like inconveniencing the Ta'ifid people. So he brought it to where it is currently. You don't understand? So that is what Sayyidina Umar did. The Saudis, if you know anything about Ali Saud and Saud and that, in the 60s, 62, 63, 64, around there, they wanted to bring it even more back and so forth. You know, from the, said, no, too much problem. And every time they brought bulldozer, they brought, nothing worked. They just left it then. But they put all this gold and dust and all these type of things there. You see? So you must remember that. So that is another one, is Baqa. The footprints of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam are there. So fattabi'u millata deen, deenullah, deenil haq. But millah, you make attribute to a person. That's already difference between deen and millah. You got? So that. So millah, you follow that. So our qurbani, connected to Ibrahim alayhi salam. Our hajj umrah, connected to Nabi Ibrahim, Nabi Ismail alayhi salam, Sayyidah Hajara radiallahu anha, Safa Marwa Shir, up and down. Then you take our beard. See my beard, it's gone whitish, grayish and all. Who was the first person whose beard went whitish and grayish? He, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, open Muwatta Imam Malik. He said, Ya Allah, what is all this? My beard is already changing color. Allah Ta'ala told him, waqara. This is respect and honor. He made dua, Allahumma zidni waqara. Ya Allah, increase my honor and everything. So many lessons like that you will learn, you must remember that. You know about this, this woman, they wear this earrings. So, wallahu a'lam, but it's written like this in the kitab. So, now Sayyidah Hajara radiallahu anha, and Sayyidah Sarah radiallahu anha, they were living there in Canaan, Palestine. So a little bit argument. So then, she, Hazrat Sarah, she told Hazrat Hajra, you come here. She was very young. So then, she make for her earring, like, you know, that opening. Yeah. So they say that earring for the woman also started from there. So like that. So many things you will find like that. Who was the first person to get circumcised? Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. So you must remember like that. Bilqadum, the word is used, you must remember. So like that you will find many, many things. So millata, so your circumcision, and then your umrah, your hajj, your safa marwa, all that tawaf, then you take your qurbani, all is there. So Nabi Ibrahim. Therefore Allah said, for Nabi sallallahu alayhi sallam, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. He's the best of the best role model. And during Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam's time, قَدْ كَانَتْ لَكُمْ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ فِي إِبْرَاهِيمُ. You see? Only for two Anbiya Allah mentioned this. They are the role models. So you see how it is now like that. So we need a role model always. So that is what we need. So Allah Ta'ala give us the true understanding of Qurbani and everything else also, inshallah. Barakallahu feek. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakumullah khairan to Mufti Sahib and to all our listeners of Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ahlan wa sahalan marhaba.
Markaz Sahaba Online Radio. Empowering the Ummah.